epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Are the Giants entertaining to watch right now for you?
At times.
What's entertaining about the
San Francisco Giants? Well, Willie Adames having a 2-home run game on Saturday. I was like, we needed that. Like, I think, you know, that was good. And then seeing Jung-Hoo Lee get a pair of hits yesterday, that was a nice little bloop single. Too many grounders, though, for me, just overall. And I think that people have, like...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're almost having a Kuminga-like conundrum when it comes to Jung-Hoo Lee. No one is saying he's the worst player in the game, but he's also not some like stud. And I think that Jung-Hoo Lee crew needs to like smell the roses here and like put your feet on grass and feel reality. Watch the at-bats. It's a lot of weak contact. He hits a lot of ground balls. I went down this baseball savant rabbit hole, which is an advanced metrics website where you can kind of break down, you know, where people are and what are they doing and what hits are they getting and what type of pitches do they come on and what counts. I mean, you can get as drilled down as you want. The point is, he hits a lot of weak grounders to first and second base. Where do teams play him? To hit a lot of weak grounders, either up the middle or to first and second base. And he hits a lot of pop-ups the other way. Mm-hmm. Until he really makes the adjustment and commits to hitting the ball on the ground the other way, you're going to see a lot of frustration with these Jung-Hoo Lee at-bats. So it was good to see him get a nice little bloop single the other way. That's a step in the right direction.
I just need the plate discipline to improve mightily. Like, his on-base percentage is .315 right now. It's one of the worst on the team for, like, everyday guys.
I know.
It's really bad. And it's not to say that the other Giants are doing really well at that.
No one party. Is.
Like, they're all awful, quite frankly, when it comes to that. So 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text.
Like, if I would have said, hey, Saturday and Sunday, Chapman's going to hit a big home run and Adames is going to hit 2 home runs, you think you'll win one of those games.
Diddly-poo.
So there are some positives, like, right? Like, I look at it right now and I say to myself, look, Chapman needed that. It felt like him missing time came at the worst possible time for him and the team.
And he knew he was going to have a little extra motivation, his old club, right, in Toronto. Yeah. Cup of coffee there.
Adames, it feels like the bat is coming around. Jungle Lee, nice series. I'll take it. You know, it is.
Something to improve upon, hopefully, going forward. Maybe, like, talk about things. Like, if we're going to be positive about it.
Here.
Yes, no. But if we're going to be positive about, like, if Jungho Lee could have a, you know, kind of production that he had in the first month going forward, how huge would that be for this offense? It would be massive.
100%. We were talking about guys who could be pitching options for them just anywhere. Tristan Beck, that's a good outing for him. Now, you need to put a couple of good outings together. Yeah. I didn't know he went fully bald, by the way. I mean, he, like, went so Mr. Clean.
Oh, you want Jada Pinkett there?
Yeah, he did. Right. He did.
Wow,
but Tristan Beck, you know, good step forward. Spencer Bivens.
Wow, dude.
Not so good. Ryan Walker, not so good. You know, when was the last time Robbie Ray and Logan Webb had back-to-back starts where they both got touched up? I can't remember one.
No, it doesn't happen off. That's going to be a one-off for me. Now, if it happens again, then we're going to have some problems. But that, for the most part, those guys have been dynamic this year. Even in the loss, like, can they get some run support for some of these guys?
So, did this series mean more to you that, what did it mean? That Toronto's really good or the Giants are really bad right now? I'm not letting you pick the middle.
No, I think both things could be true, that the Blue Jays are playing first place baseball and the Giants right now are playing, you know, last place baseball. That's not a last place team. And maybe the Blue Jays are a first place team. Maybe at the end of the day,
I underrated them.
If I was gonna bet on who wins that division, I'd still probably lean Yankees. But the Red Sox are right there as well. And we'll see with the Blue Jays. But I think the Giants right now, for the last month really, are amidst a horrible offensive stretch, and they need to shake it up. What does that mean? I don't know. But we got 10 days till the deadline, Joe. And we got football happening in a couple days. Veterans are reporting in Santa Clara on Wednesday. The Giants right now are four games over, but they're teetering on me becoming out of sight, out of mind, back of the mind kind of a thing, because we have the San Francisco 49ers approaching. And what happens after football? Basketball is going to happen. All right. So I need the Giants right now to kind of right the ship, win this series in Atlanta, calm everything down. Got a huge series this weekend coming up against the Mets, right? So, yeah, they need to bounce back in a huge way, and it's going to happen tonight potentially with Hayden Birdsong. Talk about a massive start for him. Hey, can you stop the bleeding, Hayden? This would be a huge win if he can get one. Huge.
Against a lot of righties in this lineup. I'm looking at this team right now, and I think there's one guy that I circle, and he's just been so underwhelming. And it's not that he hasn't produced a little. He has produced. How many chances have you had where Devers has had an opportunity to drive somebody in a crucial inflection point in the game, and he just comes up short? Either hits a line drive, a pop-up, a strikeout, a ground out. He just doesn't deliver. It feels like he has had six or seven in the last, I don't know, six games, moments. Like, hell, this is the moment in the game.
Right.
Devers could become a Giant. And he just, for whatever reason, can't get that big knock.
Feels snake bit at this point a little bit, but also, like,
it's discernment.
But it just, the discipline at the plate, top to bottom with this team, is driving me nuts. And I think it's driving Giants fans everywhere nuts right now. And it goes back to, I keep getting Pat Burrell, I keep getting Bob Melvin and Managing Matters and all this. Yes, that is true. There was a lot of comparisons to be made this weekend between what the Blue Jays lineup's able to do and what the Giants lineup is able to do. And they kept, you know, Alex in Atlanta. I've gotten a lot of DMs, a lot of people saying, like, hey, why can't the Giants be like the Blue Jays? Well, let's also keep it a buck. Vlad Guerrero would easily be the best hitter on the Giants.
Who had not hit a home run since June 28th and hit one yesterday.
He's batting .278 though this season.
There were questions about his bat.
Right. George Springer has been a pretty freaking good player and consistent as hell.
Absolutely.
Right?
Barger went 6-for-11 with two home runs. This week. I never even heard of him.
Oh, yeah, Addison Barger just crushing it. Dave Fleming had a great call of him just hitting a second decker yesterday. Alejandro Kirk, one of the best hitting catchers in all of baseball. Right, Bo Bichette constantly batting around .275, .280. Like, that is a really good team, okay?
It is.
Like, just don't compare yourselves to them because you're not hitting, right? What you can control is the pitching going forward. And right now, you know, it was humbling to see Robbie Ray and Logan Webb get hit around like that. That was humbling. We expected it a little bit from Verlander, which sucks at this point that we expect that to happen, but you don't expect that to happen with Robbie Ray and Justin in Logan Webb, excuse me. That's why he makes his Hayden Birdsong start massive. It makes his Logan Roop start massive tomorrow. You come out here and you lose a series against the Braves, it's hard to take me serious. I can't take you serious going forward. Like, how am I supposed to take the Giants serious going forward if they lose a series against the Braves and the Blue Jays coming out of the break, right?
No, it's a valid point. I think a lot of Giants fans have already given up. I've seen a lot of people over the weekend just wave the white flag. I'm not ready to throw dirt on this team yet.
Okay.
I know it's at their low point. I sound insane. I get why people would be punching air right now, talking about, oh, Joe, you sound like a homer.
But I
really do like this team.
They're 2.5 back still of the wild card. So, like, as much as I want to, like, bury this team, like, you can't.
I don't think,
like,
you are burying
okay,
them.
Okay, good. I don't want to sound like I am. I'm just trying to be realistic.
No, you
about
are being
this.
Realistic. I think the thing that anyone can come on today is like, I don't know about the Giants today. Like, that's a. Look, the data is in your favor right now. Yeah. They're an under 500 team since their 8-1 start.
They have a plus 37 run differential, so like they're teetering over being slightly over 500, which their record would indicate. They're 4 games over. They're 52-48, and that kind of feels about right for what this season has been.
It's just when you look up at what else is going on in division, you're frustrated because you have an opportunity to kind of cut the deficit here, and you haven't done anything.
There's no dominant team. I thought Jeff Passan had a great tweet yesterday when it comes to, like, hey, there's, you know, high-paying payrolls out there. There's, you know, bottom-of-the-payroll lineups out there. There's the Brewers that are right there that have all of a sudden been red hot. They're right in the top of their division in the NL Central. You got the Dodgers spending a lot of money. Even though they're reeling, they're still in the first. Oh, you got the Padres. It's a really fun year for baseball because it feels wide open, which I think is why a lot of Giants fans, as you just alluded to, are feeling like, man, if we could just get something. And they thought Devers was going to be that, right? They thought Devers was going to be that dude, and he hasn't been.
I just, as we approach the deadline, and I see a lot of people just, got to go all in on this year, I want to make the playoffs.
Of course.
I think this team could still make a dent and get into the playoffs. I do. I really do. But I also think that whatever they do at the deadline cannot be hyper-focused on just this year. I think this team, more than any other team that is like kind of in the mix right now, has to take the long-term approach. And so whatever you go get, I think it's to kind of reset your AAA roster, meaning I would be willing to trade Luciano in the right deal or Matos in the right deal. Heck, I would even be willing, if I got a team-controlled player for multiple years, I would surrender Ramos in the right deal. He is not untouchable to me. I like him. I want to keep him. But I also recognize you have to give to get, and you don't have a lot to give.
No.
Your cupboard is bare.
No.
But like, as I look at this, I would love to get a team-controlled starting pitcher with multiple years under team control at the deadline. That would help me for this year. That would help me in my rotation next year. Look in AAA. I don't know where Wisenhunt's at.
Mm.
I would take the Birdsong approach with Wisenhunt in projecting for next year, right. Meaning if he's a fifth starter, great. But boy, I don't know if I rely on that.
I mean, you can. I mean, we just saw, case in point, Kyle Harrison, right?
Yes.
You just never know when it comes to these young prospects. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. We are streaming on that platform all day long. Monday, I was going to say through Friday, but also Saturday when you got the Orange and Black weekend wrap. Sam Lubman, welcome back. We missed you, buddy. Sam Lubman crushing it on his time off. And coming back, by the way, booking John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer. It's nice work. And it's brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We got Dave Fleming, the voice of the Giants, and our 95.7 The Game Giants insider joining us in 12 minutes. In the meantime, let's go to Steven in San Francisco. Wants to touch on what the Giants are doing right now after they lost 5 in a row.
Steven?
It's the longest losing streak in all of baseball right now. Steve, what's going on with the Giants right now, buddy?
Hey, how we doing, man? You know, I think, honestly, man, it's just one of those things where we have a team, a roster with some good players, right? And we brought somebody in who was, like, on the cusp of being, like, a game-changer endeavors, and he just hasn't really, you know, it hasn't come to fruition with that, right? And I think it was kind of similar to what people were beginning to expect with Jimmy Butler when we got into the playoffs. Like, oh, he can carry us through a series. And it's like, no, you really can't, right? And I think maybe it's just one of those things where you have a solid roster that just seems to be across the board not playing very well. At least in the batter's box, right?
Yes.
But again, you know, it's one of those things where you have the players who can do it. So it's like we're just waiting for these guys to pop. And hopefully they start popping at the same time so that way we can actually make a push, right? Because it's not, like you said, a lot of times, you know, as Giants fans, like, unfortunately, recently we've been used to some mediocrity, right? So it's like maybe it's once again, right? And then real quick to touch on that girl dad with the hairbrush.
Yeah.
I have a daughter. She's now a teenager. I have another one on the way.
Oh, another daughter on the way. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. What you got to do is start from the bottom and work your way to the top, right? Because if you start in the middle, start at the top, it's pulling all these hairs, and hairs kind of stretch a little bit, especially when it's wet.
Wait. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. On the bottom, do you mean closest to the scalp or farthest from the scalp?
You're talking about shoulders.
From the scalp.
Yeah, the shoulders, right? Yeah.
The bottom of the hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Start the bottom of the hair, pull downwards. That way all the knots kind of get pulled out instead of you tightening a knot, right? Because, like, when you pull from the middle, the hair kind of twists and stretches a bit, and it just makes it worse.
Steve,
I learned that,
That is a great call right there. I need that. This is what I'm talking about. The dads looking out for the other dads right there, the girl dads of the world, because I don't have my hair that long. You don't have that hair that long. Well, maybe I should have asked Sam Lubman how he combs his hair. He would have known. But now you know. You start from the shoulders and then you work your way up, because I got to tell you, like, if we have pancakes at all or there's anything syrup related, it's somehow getting in the hair. It just is. It turns into a bleep show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.